Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. While we are preparing our hearts for Easter, may you find a fresh encounter as we reflect on Jesus' journey to transform the world. So let's get started with today's episode with Kids in Care Pastor Johnny Pesacreta.
Matthew 26:36-39. Then Jesus went with them to the olive grove called Gethsemane, and he said, "Sit here while I go over there to pray." He took Peter and Zebedee's two sons, James and John, and he became anguished and distressed. He told them, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went on a little farther and bowed with his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." As I think about these last days of Jesus' life, I think about the intense amount of anxiety and anguish he must have carried as he bore the weight of the world. You can hear it in his plea to his Father in heaven. "Father, if there's any way we can go about saving these people that we love, Lord, any other way than what is planned and what is ahead, is there any way we can do that?" And yet, in the midst of all that, he submits his own will to his Father, and he says, "But regardless, Father, if this is the only way, then I'll do it. Your will be done." I can only imagine what it must have felt like for Jesus to be there, to think about surrendering his will. Yes, he had come intentionally to do this, but in this moment, we see the full humanity of Jesus on display. The anxiety, the grief, even the fear of what's going to happen to his physical body in the days ahead. And yet, his love for us, for you and for me, is so great that he would set his anxiety and worry aside and submit to the will of his Father. I have to ask myself, when I'm in those spaces, and I know that I, too, have to bear the weight of things that God calls me to do, where am I going to turn? Am I going to turn like Jesus in prayer to my Father in heaven and ask him for the strength to get through the task that he's given me? Am I going to submit my own will in the way that Jesus submitted his own will? I pray for you, brothers and sister, friends, that when you find yourself in these spaces, you'll remember this scene, this small scene of Jesus' life, and that you'll be encouraged to submit your will, to press through the fear and anxiety you have when you're called by God to do something great, and that you'll give yourself to the work of God. In the middle of this, Jesus was accomplishing his whole goal for coming, to reconcile us to the Father. But oh, the pain of that night. Don't forget the pain of that night. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for sending your Son. We thank you that you had this mission in place before the beginning of time to rescue us, and that in the midst of a broken world, you would send your perfect and beautiful Son to execute that plan. Father, we remember that night where our Savior, Jesus, poured himself out to you and asked you for another way, and yet submitted himself to your will. You are beautiful, and we love you. Help us to remember that day and to carry it with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Join us on Sunday, March 31st for Easter at Crossroads. Get service times and more at crossroadschurch.net/Easter.